This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Ministry furnishes suggestions to reduce impact of West Asia tensions on Nepal. Land Management Minister Pratibha Rawal says government will consult committee of experts to resolve long-standing land-related problems. European Union reaffirms commitment to support Nepal in priority sectors. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer faces pressure after Labour Party suffers major election losses. Now the news in detail. The Foreign Ministry has released a report suggesting measures for the government to reduce the possible impact of the ongoing tensions in West Asia on Nepal. Speaking at a press conference, Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Podel Chhetri shared key recommendations of an inter-ministerial level, high-level rather task force formed to study the West Asia crisis and its efforts on Nepal. The report calls for comprehensive policies and short and long-term action plans to minimize the impact of the conflict. The Ministry said the tensions could affect Nepal's economy, trade, tourism, foreign employment, remittance inflow, and the supply of fuel, food, and medicines. Spokesperson Chhetri stressed the need for timely policy decisions to reduce possible risk. According to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, around 1.8 million Nepalese are employed in Gulf countries, making the region important for Nepal's economy and livelihoods through remittance earnings. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Pratibha Rawal has said the government will consult a committee of experts to resolve long-standing land-related problems. Speaking at a meeting of the House of Representatives Agriculture, Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee yesterday, Minister Rawal said political interference had delayed the work of the Land Dispute Resolution Commission for years. She said the government would form an experts committee to address the issue effectively. The Land Management Minister also clarified that the 250 million rupees allocated for depositors of troubled cooperatives was a continuation of the previous budget through a revolving fund. She said many borrowers had contacted the ministry after a 15-day notice was issued to recover loans linked to problematic cooperatives. Regarding unmanaged settlements, Minister Rawal said no further action would be taken without proper identification of genuine landless people and squatters. The European Union has reiterated its commitment to support Nepal in priority areas identified by the current government. EU Ambassador Veronique Lorenzo called on Minister for Education, Science and Technology Susmit Pokhrel at the ministry in Simhadhwar yesterday and discussed potential areas of cooperation. On the occasion, Minister Pokhrel acknowledged the EU's contributions to Nepal's education sector, particularly in improving access, quality and teacher training. He expressed hope for further collaboration in inclusive education, infrastructure development and professional capacity building of teachers, rather. Ambassador Lorenzo reaffirmed the EU's commitment to supporting Nepal's priority sectors under the new government. President Ramchandra Pokhrel has said the new generation should be able to benefit from the knowledge and skills of senior citizens in society. Speaking at the Senior Citizens International Conference organized by the Manmohan Memorial Foundation today, President Pokhrel said good practices and experiences of senior citizens should be incorporated into education and social interaction. He also suggested involving active and willing senior citizens in productive work and ensuring their participation in policy making and community activities. Prime Minister Balendra Saad's political advisor Asim Shah and Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Nepal Fahad bin Munawir today bade farewell to the group of Nepali Hajj pilgrims departing for the sacred Mecca. Speaking at the program, they expressed confidence that their religious, cultural and friendly relations between Nepal and Saudi Arabia would be further strengthened through the pilgrimage. They also extended best wishes for a safe and successful journey to the Nepali Muslim pilgrims. You were listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer is under growing pressure after the Labour Party suffered heavy losses in local elections across England, Scotland and Wales. More than 20 Labour MPs have reportedly called on him to set out a timetable for stepping down, although Starmer has insisted he will remain in office. Several cabinet ministers have publicly expressed support for him. In Wales, Labour lost power after 27 years, with Plaid Cymru emerging as the largest party in the Welsh Parliament, while Reform UK came second. In Scotland, the Scottish National Party secured a fifth consecutive win in the Scottish Parliament election, while Reform made its electoral breakthrough. In England, with most councils declared, Reform UK has emerged as the biggest gainer, winning more than 1,400 councillors. The Green Party and Liberal Democrats also made gains, while Labour lost over 1,300 seats and the Conservatives more than 500 seats. Starmer is expected to attempt a political reset on Monday, though questions remain over internal party confidence in his leadership. Iran's Foreign Minister Vass Araghchi has accused the United States of repeatedly choosing a reckless military adventure whenever a diplomatic solution is within reach. In a post on social media platform X, Araghchi said Iranians would never bow to pressure and question whether recent U.S. actions were part of a pressure tactic or influenced by those seeking to push the U.S. president into another conflict. According to the BBC, his remarks came a day after both Iran and the U.S. accused each other of launching attacks in the Strait of Hormuz, with reports of U.S. action against Iranian vessels. Despite the escalation, U.S. President Donald Trump said the ceasefire remains in place. The ceasefire is intended to create space for talks aimed at ending the conflict that began early this year. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said Washington expects to receive a response from Iran on Friday regarding a U.S. proposal aimed at ending the ongoing conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and mountainous regions. While the Tarai region will be partly cloudy, there is a possibility of moderate rain or thunderstorms with lightning and snowfall at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces, as well as at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions of the remaining provinces and the Tarai region of Koshi and Madhya provinces. There is also a chance of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the remaining Tarai regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Ministry furnishes suggestions to reduce impact of West Asia tensions on Nepal. Land Management Minister Pratibha Rawal says government will consult committee of experts to resolve long-standing land-related problems. European Union reaffirms commitment to support Nepal in priority sectors. And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer faces pressure after Labour Party suffers major election losses. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.